10.
In the last lesson, you learned useful vocabulary and phrases for shopping.
Right, such as, サンドイッチを1つください.
One sandwich, please. In this lesson, you learn how to say from A to B in Japanese.
Right, から, from, and まで, until.
Or to, and we'll introduce useful words and grammar for checking in at a hotel. Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
This conversation takes place at?
品川 Princess Hotel.
Shinagawa Princess Hotel, where Ashley is going to stay for about 2 weeks. The conversation is between Ashley and the receptionist. As it's a conversation between Ashley and the receptionist, you'll hear
formal Japanese.
For this lesson, we recommend you reference Appendix 2, 3, and 9.
いらっしゃいませ。ご予約のお名前は？
アシュリーです。
アシュリー・ジョーンズ様ですね。
はい、そうです。
1名様、禁煙のお部屋、今日から8月31日までですね。
はい、そうです。
じゃあ、ご署名お願いします。ジョーンズ様のお部屋は、807号室でございます。こちらお部屋のカードキーでございます。それからこちら朝食券でございます。
朝食券？朝食券は何ですか？
朝食は朝ごはんです。ブレックファーストです。券はチケットです。朝食券はブレックファーストのチケットです。
ああ、はい。朝ごはんは何時からですか？
朝食は6時半から9時まででございます。
One time slowly.
いらっしゃいませ。ご予約のお名前は？
アシュリーです。
アシュリー・ジョーンズ様ですね。
はい、そうです。
1名様。禁煙のお部屋、今日から8月31日までですね。
はい、そうです。
じゃあ、ご署名をお願いします。ジョーンズ様のお部屋は807号室でございます。こちら、お部屋のカードキーでございます。それから、こちら、朝食券でございます。
朝食券。朝食券は何ですか？
朝食は朝ごはんです。ブレックファーストです。券はチケットです。朝食券はブレックファーストのチケットです。
ああ、はい。朝ごはんは何時からですか？
朝食は6時半から9時まででございます。
Now with the English translation.
いらっしゃいませ。ご予約のお名前は？
Welcome. What name is your reservation under?
アシュリーです。
Ashley。
アシュリー・ジョーンズ様ですね。
Ms. Ashley Jones, is that right?
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right.
1名様、禁煙のお部屋、今日から8月31日までですね。
A non-smoking room for one, from today until August 31st, is that correct?
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right.
じゃあ、ご署名お願いします。
Your signature, please.
ジョーンズ様のお部屋は807号室でございます。
Your room number is 807.
こちらお部屋のカードキーでございます。
Here's the key card to your room.
それからこちら朝食券でございます。
And here are your 朝食券。
朝食券。朝食券は何ですか？
朝食券 What is a 朝食券?
朝食は朝ごはんです。
朝食 is breakfast.
ブレックファーストです。
It's breakfast.
券はチケットです。
券 is a ticket.
朝食券はブレックファーストのチケットです。
朝食券 are breakfast tickets.
ああ、はい。朝ごはんは何時からですか?
Oh, okay. What time is breakfast?
朝食は6時半から9時まででございます。
Breakfast is from 6:30 to 9.
Okay, Naomi-sensei. Now, the grammar is not so complicated for this lesson, but there are a lot of difficult words.
そうですね。Yeah, right. But I'm pretty sure those words will come in handy when you're checking in at the hotel.
Definitely.
I think there's one word we have to explain.
Probably a few, but yeah, let's start with the main one.
Gohan.
Rice.
Gohan means cooked rice, but it also means meal.
As we explained in the All About Japanese series, Japan's staple food is rice, so people eat rice a lot. That's why the word gohan means not only rice, but meal.
そうですね。Even if the meal doesn't include actual rice, you can still call it gohan.
There's a chart in the lesson notes that you can reference, and it has a list of the meals, but we're going to cover them here quickly.
朝 is morning, so 朝ごはん is
morning meal or breakfast.
昼 is daytime, so 昼ごはん means
daytime meal, lunch.
晩 is evening, so 晩ごはん is
evening meal, supper, dinner.
夕方 is also evening, so 夕ごはん is
evening meal, supper, dinner. Now, Naomi-sensei, I've heard people call dinner or supper as 夜ごはん。夜 is night, right?
はい。
ごはん is meal, right?
そうですね。Yeah, some people say 夜ごはん、but I don't think it's a proper word. I don't know, the language is changing every day, so someday it'll become a proper word. But to me, 夜ごはん sounds a little strange.
So you're better off sticking to 晩ごはん or
夕ごはん
for supper or dinner.
そうですね。
One last note before we go on. Naomi-sensei, where is Ashley staying?
品川プリンセスホテル。
And it's kind of a joke, because there's a very famous hotel here in Japan, Shinagawa Prince Hotel.
はい。
It's a very well-known hotel brand.
そうですね。
Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
予約
Reservation
予約予約
Next.
禁煙
No smoking.
禁煙禁煙
Next.
部屋
Room.
部屋部屋
Next.
朝食
Breakfast.
朝食朝食
Next.
何時
What time?
何時何時
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first thing we'll look at?
Polite or honorific prefix o and go, as in お名前.
Your honorable name.
And ご署名.
Your honorable signature.
honorable.
Now, o and go are prefixes used to show respect or politeness, and they're attached to the beginning of some words. Now, it's said, it's a rule of thumb, kind of, that O precedes words of Japanese origin, or words commonly used in daily life, whereas Go precedes words of Chinese origin. But there's a lot of exceptions, right?
Mm, a lot.
So again, it's kind of a rule of thumb.
Yeah, basically, what you have to do is memorize each time.
Let's look at the words from the dialogue. First, we have
予約
Reservation. 予約 becomes
ご予約
Add the prefix Go. Next, we have
名前
Name. 名前 becomes?
お名前
Next there's?
部屋
Room. 部屋 becomes?
お部屋
And finally we have?
署名
Which becomes?
ご署名 Speaking of formality of the language, we also need to mention sama.
If you remember, sama is a polite suffix, more polite than san.
Hi.
What's interesting here is, in the dialogue, sama is added to the counter.
Ichimei.
So we get?
Ichimei sama.
Which means one person.
Right. At a nice restaurant or at a hotel, you might hear the clock says, Ichimei sama, Nimei sama, Sanmei sama, and so on to confirm the number of their customers.
Okay, what's next?
朝食.
Breakfast. Now, we just talked about the word 朝ごはん. Now, 朝ごはん also means breakfast. But, Nami-sensei, what's the difference between 朝食 and 朝ごはん?
Both are used quite often, but I would say 朝ごはん is more everyday word.
I don't know, maybe I kind of get the sense that 朝ごはん is more colloquial or kind of more casual than 朝食.
I think so.
What's the next word?
6時半.
Half past 6, 6:30.
6時 means
6 o'clock.
And 半 means
half or half past in this case.
そうです.
Now, Appendix 2 covers how to tell time in Japanese, so please reference that appendix if you're not fully up to speed on telling time in Japanese. Finally, we have
禁煙.
No smoking.
あー、難しいですね.
Be careful. It's not
禁煙.
But it's
禁煙.
You have to hit the first N in there.
By the way, 禁煙 is commemoration or memorial, and 禁煙 is no smoking.
Can we hear them side by side?
Sure. 禁煙.
Commemoration or memorial.
禁煙.
No smoking. On to the grammar point. In this lesson, you learn how to confirm something using the sentence-ending particle ne, and learn how to use particles kara, from, and made, to create from A to B sentences.
そうです.
First things first, let's learn the sentence-ending particle ne.
そうですね. Good idea.
Now, ne is a sentence-ending particle that indicates that the speaker wants the listener to agree with or confirm what they have said. When used to prompt such agreement, it's very similar to English tag questions, such as, isn't it? Or, aren't you? Or, right? Let's look at the following examples from the conversation. After Ashley told the receptionist her name, the receptionist says,
Ashley Jones様ですね?
Ms. Ashley Jones, is that right? So the receptionist is confirming the information that she has on file for Ashley by using the particle ne. Can we have more sample sentences to illustrate this?
Okay, another sentence I can think of is, これは100円ですね?
This is 100 yen, right? Now, remember, using ne as a tag question is one of the uses. There are many uses. Today we're focusing on tag questions, eliciting a response.
そうですね.
Okay, on to the next grammar point.
A から B まで.
From A to B. In lesson 8, we learn the word
まで.
Which means until or to. In this lesson, we'll learn the word
から.
Which means from. Now, when we combine this with
まで.
We can create a from, to, or from, until sentence pattern.
Please be careful because the word order is different from English.
For example, in English, from comes first.
そうですね.
For example, from 2 o'clock.
In Japanese, that would be 2時, 2 o'clock, から, from. 2時 から, 2 o'clock, from.
How about until 6? Again, English is in the beginning, until 6.
In Japanese, we say 6時 まで, 6時. 6 o'clock, まで, until. So, 6時まで, 6 o'clock until.
Let's hear them together.
2時から6時まで.
From 2 to 6.
2時から.
From 2?
6時まで.
Until 6. To 6.
2時から6時まで.
From 2 to 6. Now, much like English, in addition to using this to talk about points in time, we can also use this to talk about location. For example, from the airport to the hotel.
From the airport, 空港から, to the hotel, ホテルまで. So, 空港からホテルまで.
Literally, airport from, hotel to. Of course, from the hotel to the airport. Let's recap this lesson with a quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Naomi-sensei is going to ask you a question in Japanese. Your job is to guess the best response. The first question is,
お名前は?
Is the best reply A,
いらっしゃいませ?
B,
アシュリーです?
C,
そうです?
The answer is
B, アシュリーです?
お名前は is originally
お名前は何ですか?
What's your name? But we use the magical wa to cut it in half.
And get お名前は?
And the rest is implied by the speaker and can be inferred by the listener. So the best response to that is
アシュリーです.
Ashley.
いらっしゃいませ is
welcome.
そうです means
that's right. On to the vocab check. I'll ask the question. Please choose the correct answer. How do you say breakfast in Japanese? A.
朝ごはん.
B.
予約.
C.
禁煙.
The answer?
A. 朝ごはん. 朝, morning. ごはん, meal or cooked rice.
That concludes this lesson. In the next lesson, we'll introduce useful weather-related vocabulary.
じゃあまた!
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
いらっしゃいませ。 ご予約のお名前は?
アシュリーです。
アシュリー・ジョーンズ様ですね。
はい、そうです。
1名様、禁煙のお部屋。 今日から8月31日までですね。
はい、そうです。
じゃあ、ご署名をお願いします。 ジョーンズ様のお部屋は807号室でございます。 こちらお部屋のカードキーでございます。 それからこちら朝食券でございます。
朝食券? 朝食券は何ですか?
朝食は朝ごはんです。 ブレックファーストです。 券はチケットです。 朝食券はブレックファーストのチケットです。
ああ、はい。 朝ごはんは何時からですか?
朝食は6時半から9時まででございます。
Practice with the review track.
予約
Reservation
予約 様
Mr. Mrs.
さま 禁煙
No smoking
禁煙 部屋
Room
部屋 号室
Room number
五、四、つ、五室 カードキー
Key card
カードキー
Breakfast
朝食 朝食
Breakfast
朝ごはん朝ごはん 朝ごはん
What time?
何時 何時 何時
6:30 Half past six.
6時半 6時半 6時半
Ticket
券
Lesson 11.